Is there a brother or sister of the chosen elect in Christ listening right now who would like to have more delight in their life and would like to have more of your heart's desire by the moving hand of God in the here and now? Psalm 37:4 reads, "Delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Well, that sounds good, but the consternation comes in by trying to figure out what this means. How do we delight ourselves in God? Do we put on a smiley face when we don't feel good? Is it giggling while we pray? Or any other well-meaning attempt that we may have after running through a dozen of them with no more delight and joy in our life than when we first started? As the saying goes, when trying to build a project that just keeps breaking down, when all else fails, read the instructions. What does our instruction book say about delighting ourselves in God, by which He agrees to give us the desires of our heart? And of course, that means within a godly parameter of what we're desiring. Most of the time, it means that we need a victory or a deliverance over some debilitating situation in our life. What moves the hand of God in our personal circumstances? There are several things scripturally, but we can discuss a very important one at the moment. How do we delight ourselves in Yahweh God? Let's open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14 read as follows. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of Yahweh hath spoken it." So the Bible records that to delight ourselves in God means to honor the Sabbath. We are blessed with the day of rest on the Sabbath, and we are blessed to have our thoughts and deeds closer to our Maker, more than we might be able to during the weekly days of employment. Now, some might say, "I love to do that, but my job requires that I work on the Sabbath, so I'm stuck beyond my control with my situation." And that's understandable, because in many ways, we are like our ancestors in Egypt, realizing that we are in slavery to a world system gone out of control. On the other hand, we have an understanding and compassionate Father, very aware. God knows our hearts. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts." Even our Saxon Hebrew ancestors had to make bricks in Egypt when they were told to do so by Pharaoh, regardless of the day. Their hearts yearned for freedom, while their hands had to make bricks. But God heard their cries and heart's desire and sent Moses to lead them out of bondage. So there are some things at the moment a person may have to do for his job on the Sabbath, out of necessity. But at the same time, he truly has a heart that yearns to please God and delight in his day of rest. What can we do? Let's look at the major issue from the Word of God. We all still have the freedom to not shop for household goods from the merchants on the Sabbath. If we read Nehemiah 13, verses 13 through 22, we discover that participating with the world system of mercantilism was the main objection that Nehemiah had when the people had forgotten to honor the Sabbath. They were buying and selling with shop owners on the Sabbath day. And Nehemiah told the people that their shopping was profaning the Sabbath and bringing evil upon them by the hand of the Almighty. As this applies to our situation, for all those who have a great compassion to delight in Yahweh, according to His goodness toward us, we still possess the option to show a pure heart, even though the 9-to-5 job has people stuck in Egypt. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Where is your heart this day? Does your heart lead you to fill up the gas tank before the Sabbath, so that you don't have to stop and pay at a gas station on the Sabbath day, if you're going to visit a friend, possibly for a Bible reading? Have you done your food shopping days before to easily last you during the Sabbath hours, so you don't have to run to the local deli for hamburger buns on the Sabbath? If your cat or dog has a flea problem, as sometimes they do, did you stop on the way home from work the day before the Sabbath to get the flea powder? If you have to work a job in Egypt, does your heart lead you to do your best possible after those job hours, in evening at home, to make special time for Bible reading or prayer for the nation or for the brethren on the Sabbath? These are all things that a person can do to show God the pure intentions of the heart. Our Father knows that we can only go through the doors that He has opened for us, and there are plenty of doors still opened in America at the moment, to do the best we can to delight ourselves in Yahweh and watch with patience, thankfulness, and joy as He puts the wheels in motion to give us the desires of our heart, as declared in Psalm 37. Except for an emergency, if you are giving the merchants your money on the Sabbath, just stop. Stop doing it. Honor God's promise to you and enter into His love. Show God your heart. May Yahweh the ever-living bless you. And remember to pray for the remnant in Christ Jesus, Yeshua Messiah, the Holy One of Israel.